This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Why should God's Word become flesh? Here's Dr. Davis.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. John 1, verse 14, I think this is a great illustration. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word must always become flesh before it can be given to those who need it. Woe unto that preacher or teacher who merely echoes God's Word and does not incarnate it, making it a living part of their very being. What I want to tell you today is that God's not going to force feed us. He hands it to us, and we must take it. And right now, He has made the Word of God the most freely accessible than it ever has been in the world as we know it. But He cannot change the effects that the Word will have in our lives. We must voluntarily take it and eat it. He will not force feed us. The Word of God will be sweet in our mouth, but we know that it will be sorrow and joyful, bitter and sweet. But in Matthew 5, 6, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." In James chapter 1, it talks about heeding to the Word of God. The Bible is the most selling book of all time. His Word is the most easily accessible through print, as well as through media, as well as through our cell phones. In James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, it tells us, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." This is a guarantee that if we are a hearer and not a doer, that we are shortchanging ourselves and we're not walking into the fullness of God. But this also tells us that if we become a doer and not a hearer, we are going to be blessed in what we do. Now, but I just want to ask you a question. What is the difference between a hearer and a doer? Those that are doers assimilate the word into their consciousness, and they have a faith. They believe God. They take Him at His word. So by taking God at His word and assimilating that into our consciousness, eating the milk and the meat of the Word of God, it is going to push us to work. You know, and when we have faith in God and we take Him at His word, we are going to work for Him. And I guarantee you, just as sure as you're listening to my voice, just as sure as you're breathing, God is a God that will not lie. And when He promises, it will come to fruition. This one will be blessed in what He does. I compel you to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Great. So that wraps up our study of chapter 10. We see the angel of Jehovah standing in the divine interlude between the sixth and the seventh trumpet. Next time we're going to talk about chapter 11. I pray today that you are encouraged in your walk with Christ and putting our faith in God, and know that His promises are true. Thank you for listening to Truth Matters. I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.